Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today in our University Hall studio is Aaliyah Hulandell, one of the seniors on the UVA women's basketball team, which is tied for first in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Aaliyah, good to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. Thank you.
So you have seven regular season games remaining, then the ACC tournament, and then hopefully the NCAA tournament. Four of those games are against teams ranked in the Associated Press's top 10, starting Thursday night when number four Louisville comes to JPJ. Then you play at number 10 Florida State next Thursday night. You're home against number five Notre Dame on February 15th, and you visit Louisville on February the 22nd. When the schedule came out, did you look at it and immediately note what a challenging stretch it would be?
Absolutely, but I think more than anything, this season has been, you know, a series of growths for us as a team, and I felt really confident and excited, really, for the stretch right here coming up.
I mean, do you feel like everything you've gone through to this point, and there have been ups and downs, more downs early in the season, a lot more ups recently, has kind of prepared you for the test?
Absolutely. You know, we started non-conference play in a way that, you know, was very different from what we expected, what our goals were set. But, you know, each game we learned from, whether it was a win or a loss, we took the good, took the bad, you know, watched film, got after it in practice. And, you know, Coach Taylor especially, one of his prime mantras is, you know, you don't want to be playing your best basketball in November, December. You want to be playing your best basketball in late February, early March. And that's what I think we're excited about.
The regular season ends in less than a month. Has it dawned on you that you are in the twilight of your college basketball career?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, and you said there's seven games left, and, like, you know, we've got two or three home games left, and I'm just like, you know, it's coming down, the last wire, and, you know, you got to make the most of it. More than anything, me and my fellow fourth years have really honed in on what we need to be doing, and maybe we should have done that earlier, but, you know, taking advantage of the time that we have left is very important.
I mean, when you come in as a first year, you probably think at the beginning that I'm going to be here forever, and this is never going to stop. And then all of a sudden, here you are looking at the end. What has your UVA experience been like away from basketball?
It's been, like I said before, it's been a series of growths. I mean, I've become friends with people that, you know, I wouldn't have ever seen myself become friends with in high school. I really branched out in this social aspect and, you know, joining clubs, doing some community service here and there. And a lot of it has just been a maturation process, and I'm just so excited that I've been able to have it here.
What is there any area of community service that you particularly enjoyed and done repeatedly?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of work with the local athletes, Special Olympic athletes. We've worked with students at the local elementary schools. We've done a lot of stuff in that regard, and my favorite is anything with kids. I actually tutor on Monday nights at a local church called Zion Union Baptist Church, and I've worked with the same student for the last 3 years. So I'm really excited about that. I love working with him and students like him.
Basketball is so time-consuming, and then you have your academics. You could very easily just say, I don't have time to do anything else, you know, between those two. Have you kind of had to push yourself and remind yourself that there are other things you want to do and make time to do them?
Absolutely. I mean, some days are easier than others, you know, but like an off season, it's hard to have the motivation to do other things because, you know, we've got two and three workouts a day, and obviously you're in classes as well. But more than anything, I have to keep reminding myself, and my parents do a good job of this as well, you know, being fully well-rounded and not being just a student athlete. You know, you're more than that. Once you finish playing, you're no longer going to be an athlete. You know, who are you going to be? What are you going to be involved in? What are you going to be passionate about once, you know, the ball stops bouncing?
You're a kinesiology major. Mm-hmm. I wrote a story about you early last season, and at the time, your plans were to attend medical school and become a pediatrician after you graduated from UVA. Is that still your intent?
100%, yeah. You know, once I'm done playing basketball, once my career, however long it may be in the future, is done, I hope to, you know, attend a post-bac program, finish in my sciences that I haven't been able to take here, and God willing, head to medical school.
In your kinesiology major, are a lot of your fellow students also considering med school at some point?
Yeah, I mean, some people are OT, some people are PT major or focus, but, you know, other students are like me where, you know, they decided to go the kinesiology route, take a little bit different of an interdisciplinary studies program, and then head to med school upon graduation.
There are numerous areas in which doctors can specialize. What appeals to you about pediatrics?
More than anything, I just love kids. I've been passionate about kids since, I mean, I was a kid. I loved babysitting. I loved tutoring. I loved just spending time with children. And at this point, I've realized that, you know, I'm really interested in medicine. I'm very interested in sports. So I'm thinking maybe orthopedics or, you know, maybe even general practice. But we'll see once that time comes.
There are medical personnel who work closely with all the athletic teams here, but you have an athletic trainer in women's basketball. There are team doctors when someone gets injured. Have you paid kind of special attention to what they do and maybe watch it more closely than the average player might?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of the things that they do specifically with athletic training and its correlation with my major, kinesiology, a lot of it carries over. So it's interesting to see the things that we learn in the classroom kind of applied in real time. But more than anything, I've really honed in on some of the doctors and, you know, some of the ways they talk to us and the ways they interact with student athletes, specifically Dr. Statuta.
In the summer of 2016, you were one of about 150 students who spent a month studying in Spain as part of the UVA and Valencia program. Your teammate, Lauren Moses, was on that trip too. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned a lot. More than anything, just independence. You know, that was the first time that I had ever traveled without my family, without my parents. Lauren and I were very scared, very nervous to go overseas.
But you speak Spanish, though, right?
I do.
You're fluent.
Yeah. So it was much easier in that regard. I have been studying the language since I was in third grade. And in high school growing up, when my best friends were Spanish, I spent a lot of time with them. So I learned the language through them and her family. So in that regard, you know, being overseas wasn't necessarily too difficult. More than anything, it was, you know, being weary and aware of my surroundings and whether it's day or night, you know, I mean, I stuck out like a sore thumb. So I was an easy target. So I wanted to be aware.
It sounds like you grew up in a household where academics were stressed. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely, yes.
A lot of college coaches would not be thrilled at the idea of their players missing any or all summer workouts and practices. Did you have to sell Joanne on the idea?
Not at all. You know, actually, Adrian Haraway, he's our academic coordinator, he proposed the idea of going abroad. And I was excited because, you know, I had interest in it, but I never thought it would be possible given our schedule. And when I spoke to Coach B about it, she was like, you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. She played overseas and spent some time overseas as well. So she was like, you know, I would want everyone and anyone to have that experience that I did, especially in Spain, because it is such a beautiful country.
There's a soccer stadium right in Center City there. Did you happen to see a match there while you were there?
We didn't get to see a match, but we did get to get a tour of it. We got to see the locker room. And in the facility, they have a museum that we got to see all the teams, rosters, different uniforms, which is pretty cool.
You're from Randolph, New Jersey, which is about 40 miles west of New York City. What was it like growing up there?
It was beautiful. I mean, the town itself is a lot like Charlottesville in that it's pretty small. Everyone knows each other, but, you know, there's plenty of people, plenty of things to get into, and, you know, a lot of families that know each other, but are families in that sense. I was close to the city. I mean, my dad grew up in Irvington. My family still lives in that area, so I got a lot of different, diverse, I guess, upbringings. My town was a lot like Charlottesville in the sense that, you know, the majority of the people were Caucasian, but it was very diverse in that, you know, a lot of people were well-off versus lower socioeconomic status-wise, and it was really a really beautiful town to grow up in.
Basketball was not the only sport you excelled in. You were also a volleyball and track and field standout. You could have played either of those other two sports in college, right?
Yes, it's true.
At what point did you kind of decide on basketball and why basketball?
Well, to be completely honest with you, there was never a chance in my mind that I wasn't going to play basketball mm-hmm. in college. I was just very passionate about the other sports as well. So I did those for, you know, cross-training purposes and just for the sake of having fun.
But you were, I mean, really successful in track and field, right?
I guess so, yes.
Have you followed either of your other two sports here at Virginia? Do you get out to volleyball or
yes.
track meets?
Yeah, every year I go to the volleyball games. I'm good friends with a few of the players on the volleyball team. And every now and then I get to go to the track meets when, you know, we don't have workouts or anything.
At least one of the volleyball players is from Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chino?
Mm-hmm. Chino, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but
yeah. What about track and field?
Yeah, I had a few friends on that team, but they graduated. I did get to go watch my friend Katura Orji, who runs track and does triple jump at UGA. And when she came last spring, or two springs ago now, I always joked that she was the only person I was okay with losing to in triple jump because, you know, she's an Olympian.
Is she an Olympian? Yeah, I thought she was.
Yes.
Your father played basketball at Vermont. Mm-hmm. How big an influence on your basketball career has he been?
Oh, he's been phenomenal. You know, he's been my role model. He's been my coach more than he has been dad on the court. He coached me since I was young, and, you know, when I was in eighth grade, he decided to take a step back, and he was like, you know, you can't play for dad all the time.
Right.
So he took a step back and became more of a trainer slash facilitator for me at that point. But he's, you know, he's thus far, he's taught me about 95% of everything I know, how I play. He's really cued my eye basketball-wise.
What AAU program did you play for?
Initially, in middle school, I played for the New Jersey Panthers. And in eighth grade, I joined Ring City. At the time, it was a Nike-sponsored program, and now it's kind of transformed to IXL program under Walter Welsh.
Two of your younger teammates are from that general area. Jocelyn Willoughby's from East Orange, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Dominique Toussaint's from Staten Island mm-hmm. in New York. You didn't come in with them, but were you aware? Did you know people who were aware of them?
Absolutely.
Like when you heard they were coming to Virginia?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've known Josh since we were in middle school.
Really?
Yeah. We go way back. She actually played with me on both, not on teams, but in the same organizations with the New Jersey Panthers, and then further with Ring City, and then I had graduated, and Ring City had transformed to IXL, and she played for a couple years with IXL.
You know Dominique at all before she got here?
I didn't. We knew of each other. I had played in a league called Rose Classic in the city in the fall and spring before and after the season, and we had always played like you know in that mm-hmm. in that organization together. But I hadn't ever met her.
As a junior last season, you were the sixth leading scorer on the team. This season, you're the top scorer on the team. You had 21 points, which was a season high, on Sunday in a win over Georgia Tech in Atlanta. You're second on the team in block shots. You're also shooting much better from everywhere on the floor, including the free throw line, than you did last season. Mm-hmm. To what do you attribute, you know, this improvement this year?
A lot of off-season work more than anything. You know, last year I spent the whole summer on grounds. I had to take a class in the first summer session, and I ended up just working with the coaches both on the court and, you know, in the weight room, on the field, doing conditioning work, doing a lot of skill development work. And, you know, since basically last May, I haven't stopped. I've really focused on that, and I've decided, you know, I want to play professionally, but I also want to make the most of my season thus far. So I've done a lot of skill development work, a lot of work with Coach Taylor, Coach KG, and a lot of work in the weight room.
You came off the bench for the first four games, then you've been a starter ever since. Do you find it any easier to get going as a starter than coming off the bench, or did it make a big difference?
I wouldn't say it made a difference. You know, at any moment, you know, any player has to be ready to play, and that's whether you start the game or not. I think more than anything, I think it's helped me build up my confidence to, you know, be a starter, but I wouldn't say that it has affected my game greatly at all.
So as you mentioned, the team has faced some adversity this mm-hmm. year. If we go back a little bit, you travel up to Jersey to play at Rutgers mm-hmm. on December 4th. I'm sure you had people in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
You lose that game. At that point, your record is 4-6, and from the outside at least, it looks like the season might be slipping away. Then you have a 2-week break for final exams, get back on the court, in Florida at a tournament, and it's a whole different story. Mm-hmm. Virginia's won 11 of 12 games since that loss to Rutgers. What happened? Why the turnaround?
You know, more than anything, the game against Rutgers stung, you know, because I was at home, because it lost. But more than anything, like you said, at that point we were 4-6. You know, we hadn't expected to start the season off at that point. We really, really, really wanted to focus on, you know, turning the season around, focusing on next play, you know, understanding that what's in the past is in the past. You can't change it except learning from it. I think we did a really good job, you know, because we could have easily gone one of two ways. And I think we did a good job of turning the season around at that point and understanding that we can't take advantage of a minute. We can't, you know, relax in any play. And since then, we've, you know, you said it, been 11 out of 12 wins.
You have yet to play in the NCAA tournament. This mm-hmm. will be your last chance to do so. The team has put itself in position, you know, to get a bid if things go well this final stretch. How much motivation is that? And do you try to avoid talking about it too much? Is it just in the back of everyone's mind?
More than anything, you know, it's in the back of everyone's mind, but it's also a goal we have on our board in our locker room. It's something that we look at every day before practice, before games, before we go to work out. It's in the back of every mind, but it's also in the forefront. But when it comes to, you know, preparing for certain teams and playing games, we say, you know, we're 1-0 against Georgia Tech. We're 1-0 against Louisville. We're careful not to look ahead too far and want to focus on the task at hand.
A couple weekends ago, Virginia's 1992-93 team was honored during National Girls and Women in Sports Day at JPJ. Mm-hmm. A lot of the players from that team, along with Debbie Ryan, came back to Charlottesville for the festivities. Did you get to talk to any of those?
I did. I got to
former players.
Yeah, I got to talk to the twins, which is so funny because I believe the team, the movie they were in was called Double Team, maybe on Disney Channel, and it's so ironic.
Did you see that movie?
I did. Growing up, I was obsessed, and I didn't even think twice about the fact that, you know, I ended up committing and coming here, and I was like, oh my God, they're here! Like, it's a dream come true. But yeah, I got to talk to the twins a little bit about their experience both here and abroad, and. In the WNBA, I got to talk to, I forget their name, but a few other point guards on the team, and I got to talk a little bit with Debbie Ryan, which was amazing.
So your senior day is coming up faster than you might want it to. Sunday, February 18th against Miami at JPJ. Mm-hmm. What will that be like for you, and who will be down for the occasion?
It'll be emotional. I know for sure that my family will be down, my immediate family. I don't know who else will be down there. I heard some talk about people surprising me. I don't want to focus on that.
Yeah, well, first things first, I know you've got other games you got to worry about. Good luck Thursday night against Louisville. Thanks again for stopping by for this.
Should be
a great atmosphere tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me.
In addition to women's basketball, the weekend schedule for UVA Athletics in Charlottesville includes men's and women's tennis and men's and women's squash. Check virginiasports.com for information on all our teams. And thanks, as always, for tuning into this podcast. I'll be back next week with another one.